Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's second session. Before I do so, Lenore has asked me to make a quick announcement, which is for those of you who are not natives to Indianapolis, you may not know that the Colts are playing at home tomorrow. The importance of this for you, other than general football, which is super important, is that you might want to make dinner reservations this evening. Lots of people are in town. Lots of people are downtown. Lots of people will want the table that you also want. So you might think ahead and make some reservations. I'm delighted to be chairing this morning's panel, which is on the shifting dimensions of nationalism. We have three wonderful panelists, and I'll just introduce each of them quickly, I think in the order in which they'll speak. First of all, we have Stephen Grosby, who's professor of religion at Clemson University. Stephen received his PhD from the Committee on Social Thought at the University of Chicago. His areas of research include the ancient Near East, the Hebrew Bible, the relationship between religion and nationality, and social and political philosophy. His recent books include Nationalism, A Very Short Introduction, Biblical Ideas of Nationality, Ancient and Modern, and he has also edited three volumes of the selected writings of Edward Schills. He's published many articles on a variety of fascinating subjects. They've appeared in places like History of Religions, Journal of the Economic and Social History of the Orient, Hebraic Political Studies, and Nations and Nationalism. Stephen will be followed by G.M. Curtis, who is a professor of American history at Hanover College and was a colleague of mine when he was a fellow at Liberty Fund. His major fields of teaching and research were in the American Revolution and American Constitutional and Legal History. With Harold B. Gill, he co-edited A Man Apart, the Journal of Nicholas Cresswell, which was published in 2009. He is currently involved in the Indiana Bicentennial Celebration, and he is not concerned about the Colts tomorrow because his immediate area of research and interest is the current destiny of the Chicago Cubs. Batting cleanup, as it were, is David French, who's a staff writer at the National Review, as well as an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict. He's also a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. David is the author or co-author of several books, including most recently the number one Times bestseller, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. He's a graduate of Harvard Law School, the past president of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, and a former lecturer at Cornell Law School. He served as senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice and the Alliance Defending Freedom. With that, let's turn it over to Stephen. I look forward to some fascinating remarks.